There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Your hidden power focuses on just that, your hidden powers, things that you may not realize that you have access to, things, abilities, using your brain, using your body, finding out what's going on, the spirit, mind, body connection, all about that. We're going to be joined in a moment by a lady who is a certified holistic life and wellness coach, has a great story to tell. Then later on in the hour, a visit from Uri Geller and Mary O'Malley, who is our psychic scout, into the psychology of psychics. Maria Francesca Trilogy will give us her predictions from the astrological world for the week. Let's get started, though, by bringing in Rebecca Conran, who is in New York City, specializes in helping her clients overcome depression and anxiety. Welcome to our program, our get-together, Rebecca. How much of a problem is it more in a city like New York or Los Angeles or Chicago, Washington, more depression and anxiety there than there is in any other part of the country, or is it pretty well spread around?
Yeah, hi, Doug. Good morning. I think it really is it's a congested area of depression and anxiety because there's so much achievement in the city that's required of its of the people that live there, and also because of all the Wi-Fi and all of the lack of nature as well, it can be really intense for people living in the city to even come back to their intuitive selves. So, you know, when we're separated from our intuitive selves, it's so much easier for us to feel the effects of depression and anxiety.
I wonder if there isn't this element, and I don't necessarily mean we ought to go down the street, spend too much time on it, Rebecca, but the focus, as I brought it around to thinking about big city life, in America these days, I also do a program called The American Family Farmer, and we focus on the problems of rural America and how to solve them, how to fix them, and drugs in rural America have become a huge problem, and one wonders whether there isn't enough focus on that. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg, the problem or the fact that there is nothing really there to stop people from using drugs? They don't see other alternatives. And I think it's an interesting psycho-spiritual path to follow, just for a moment anyway.
Yeah, well, as a former drug addict myself, I can, I can speak to my own experience with it. And I would say that drugs are really a symptom of a deeper issue to do with depression or repressed anger and rage and anxiety or repressed worry and fear. I think that they're symptomatic of a society that has many different issues, but people seem to want to self-medicate with drugs instead of using holistic methods like therapy, like anything really to help themselves. And I think that's because our society also it's had a hard time embracing the holistic community and not always trying to disprove it. Oh, well, what's the proof that nutrition helps? Well, what's the proof that these things help? And I think when people are disempowered so much from these natural methods, then they turn to anything as a solution to help them in the immediate.
Interesting story that you have of your own experience. I find that people, as you're suggesting, that don't want to hear, they're their own worst enemies. I may not sound like I'm very sympathetic or helpful. I think we're all here to help, but you got to be willing to take the help. You got to be interested, first of all, And I'm guessing that's what happened to you. You or somebody close to you came up to you and said, hey, you've got a lot of talent. There's a lot of good about your life. You're wasting it. Smarten up. And I think that happens. And people who deny it, I have no time for them because they don't want to solve a problem. And so, okay, you don't want to, get out of the way and let people who want to use. Don't try to stop people who are being beneficially affected by folks like you who want to use alternative methods. You don't like them? Fine, don't use them. But get the hell out of the way because they are working and they are helping people who are depressed, have anxiety, who are addicted, whatever it is. And I'm guessing you're a perfect product of that. Yes?
Yes, exactly. It's interesting how involved people want to get in other people's methods of treatment, you know, especially when it comes to holistic kind of metaphysical work as well. Everybody has an opinion. And because it's such a personal work, you really can't see results unless you personally have had an experience with it. No one really knows what it's going to do for anybody except for that person. And I always think that if somebody feels called to try any of the holistic methods, that it's probably an intuitive match for them. It's something that will, in fact, help them.
I don't want to go down a negative road here, but I will mention one thing that for me is factual when it comes to this. The people who fight against the sort of treatment that you have discovered or you use are the people who are supportive of the biggest drug dealers. And in fact, our government is, in my opinion, the biggest drug dealer of them all because they work on things. The FDA supports drugs that people get addicted to. We're just talking about opiates. There are all kinds of reasons, suggestions, connections to government-supported drugs that are killing people more than anything else on the planet, killing more than wars. And so the disingenuous, probably the nicest word, the criminals that in many circumstances are in governmental positions who want to keep you and others like you from actually helping people, they are complicit in the deaths. And that's my anger is now complete. I'm all set now.
You should be angry, Doug, and I need more people to be able to use their anger in productive ways like this, like using your voice. And I wholeheartedly agree. I think that things that really help people, I mean, it's been proven that you can reverse, adult onset diabetes with nutrition, and they've proved it time and time again. So why with nutrition, why are they even putting people on medication without having the,
that can be said
issue ultimately.
Rebecca, that can be said for all the things, is things that you're working on, people who are getting Alzheimer's and dementia, that sort of thing. It's all nutrition. It's what you put into your body, what you're exposed to. Anyway, I don't want to get stuck there because you have a lot of other things to talk about, but you do use wellness. It would appear you use wellness and nutrition as the backbone of what you do at your clinic, right?
Absolutely, yes. I really found the difference for myself when I have an interesting story because I was always, more psychically intuitive than I realized I was, because I'd always been put off from that when I was younger, due to my parents' religious ideas. But I had these intuitive gifts turned way up, and I was dehydrated and malnutritioned from drug and alcohol abuse. And the first thing that really helped me to shift my mood was nutrition. It really helped me to work on the issues that I had with repressed emotions, actually, because nothing can help you really work through the emotions like just actually working through the emotions, crying and talking it out and, processing them properly. But it really helped me create the foundation to do so. Nutrition did.
Got to flush it out. We're having a conversation with Rebecca Conran, whose website, Rebecca Conran, Conran, RebeccaConran.com, might be a good place for you to go if you're interested in energy therapy. In my opinion, a person ought to set his or her goals as early as possible in your life devote your energy and talent to getting where you want to go. Sometimes your goals will change, but with enough effort, you can achieve what you want to. And sometimes you get sidetracked, as is the case with Rebecca, who treats a lot of people that went down the same road that she did. And she's discovered to get away from dis-ease, which is another way of looking at disease. But I think a body, mind, and spiritual approach is certainly important. And that's why on Your Hidden Power, we're here, sort of in a balancing act. You have a self-healing mentorship program. Looks pretty fabulous. You can check it out at Rebecca's website. Again, RebeccaConrad.com. Give us a minute explaining how that works, would you, Rebecca?
Yeah, well, after treating, you know, thousands of clients now, I've been training some of my clients and students to kind of be able to look for the symptoms and the solutions themselves in their own self-healing. So this mentorship is going to be an online webinar around being able to walk yourself through what's going on in my body, what's going on in my my hidden subconscious patterning, through a series of meditation and talks. So it's a series for people who really want to master taking care of themselves. Of course, we still need support from other people. But
well, that's it.
Just,
yeah, I think that's the point here. We all, it's you found that you had a problem, and I'm sure you had people help you, and you've learned, you've studied, you've worked through this, and that's what other people need. They need some sort of inspiration, and that's what you're about. Rebecca Conran, who not only is connected to her own website, RebeccaConran.com, but I wanted to know more about DreamFreedomBeauty.com. DreamFreedomBeauty.com, all one word. What's that all about, Rebecca?
Yeah, that's actually a podcast run by Natalie Ross, and it's really a hub for so many healers. You can go and listen to 100 episodes now of lots of our of women and healers that are available for all kinds of things, herbalism and astrology and any kind of topic, and we discuss. And I actually have an energy report that I do with Natalie once a month, where we look at the astrology, but we really focus on how it will make people feel and how they can work with the energy to set rituals mm-hmm. and intentions for themselves over the next month.
Mm-hmm. So you were suicidal at one point, very depressed. You got out of it. Did somebody bop you over the head? Did you realize it on your own? What struck you and brought you around to this way of thinking?
Yeah, it was nobody. It was me. I was actually hospitalized for a suicide attempt. I came out of hospital and I realized that the universe wasn't ready to let me go, that I had something else that I was being protected from myself is what I felt like in that moment. And it was all really fantastical, the way that I was found by a friend and rushed to the hospital. And, you know, in that moment, I realized that I really wanted to do, I would try anything to get my life back on track and turn it around. And so it was really a hitting bottom. And I think because I had no one else to rely on, it made it all the more important for me to figure mm-hmm. out how.
Mm-hmm. And your website presents a good case for it working for you, and then suggesting, yeah, if it worked for me, it can work for you. Are you a psychic? Are you one of these people that when you meet somebody, you immediately zero in or focus on them and get a hit, or do you have to work at it?
No, I can immediately get a hit. I am psychic and I work as a medium now as well. But most of it is all directed at helping people to wake up their own intuitive gifts so that they can also, tune into their own psychic gifts. Cause I feel like we all have.
Oh yeah.
And it's just about empowering people. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if people who are really psychic and have that energy, meet somebody else that's psychic, if their energy gets clogged in halfway between one person and another. But it's a fascinating field, and there are all kinds of people who have great things to do. You can always find help if you're really looking for it. And sometimes people suggest that you do it. I've had people in my family who've been where you are not quite as serious, but I think there's probably no one listening who hasn't got somebody they've connected with in one way or another who hasn't been down this road. So congratulations, first of all, to you for finding your way out and all the help that you're giving to other people. Again, Rebecca Conran's website is RebeccaConran.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month. I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
I'm planning on taking this the rest of my life because until I started taking your stuff, I never took as many fruits and vegetables in a day as I get through you guys. You know, I'm very, very, very satisfied.
My pain and my it went away. I swear to you that that's the truth.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Now featuring our weekly visit with Uri Geller, who is a mentalist, mind superbist. I like that. He's in his homeland of Israel when we have our chats normally every week. So I was thinking, as I've looked at some of these pictures that have come from you, I love it when your brother-in-law, Shippy, who's your kind of your manager, sends me things just as you're going on the air so I can picture where you are. One of the most fabulous things about the world that we live in, technologically speaking, is that I can really be with you, not only in voice and in spirit and in mind, but I can see where you are, and it's kind of cool. And one of the things that has been a theme through the conversation today has been diet and nutrition. And I've always thought that your philosophy about diet and nutrition, people ask you about it all the time. How do you keep in such fabulous shape for your age? It's good that you and I, who are the same age, kind of am conscious of this. But did you become conscious of it because of something that happened, or you've just always been there? Explain to people your philosophy about food.
Well, my philosophy of just staying healthy started when I was quite young. Living in Cyprus, we used to play ping pong, and I saw children my age smoking. So I thought to myself, that's one thing I'll never do because, come on, how can you pull down smoke into your lungs? It's just so unnatural and dangerous and unhealthy. So when I moved to New York, I was introduced by a Japanese film crew to tofu. They came from Tokyo to do a commercial with me. And I asked, what is tofu? And I loved the taste. And they explained to me that it has more or less the same type of protein that meat has, except it's not meat. And that's when I became a vegetarian. I would say it's 1974, and since then, I basically kept a healthy way of living, exercising, thinking positive, and I advise everyone who is listening now that really the best exercise is to walk fast, wherever, whenever you can, climb stairs instead of taking elevators and lifts. I eat healthy food that has no additives, preservatives, no colors. And I believe that if you adhere to this type of food that is available in America everywhere, in supermarkets, in health food stores, Whole Foods, everywhere, then I believe that will keep you healthier than an average person who eats meat and eats junk food and devours and drinks Coca-Cola and so on. So that's my philosophy, that of living.
Let me ask you, let me bring something else into it that we don't talk about much. You are a great parent to your two children, and I wonder how, not just in dieting, but your philosophy of being a parent. You and your wife have both been, and I can see it, you're so close to Natalie, now in her the grandparent side of things. You and I have talked about that, how it brings you closer together, and Daniel, I think I've seen, because I've been around since these kids, I've been around you since they were kids, really little kids. And I wonder about your, if you have ever been asked or if you ever share with people your philosophy of being a parent.
Yeah, well, both my kids, like yours, have seen the way we live. But, you know, once they are adults, you can't really force them to be vegetarians. But there's no doubt in my mind that neither Natalie, my daughter, or Daniel will ever smoke or touch pot or weed, because here in Israel, the culture is pretty bad. Lots of young people smoke grass, and which is, in my opinion, anyone who smokes grass, weed, hashish, marijuana, and all that stuff, it'll hit them one day. You know, it's going to screw up their mind. So I try to kind of lead them to a healthy type of living, but, you know, I can't control what they really like when they go into a restaurant. If they want to eat fish or meat, I can't tell them not to.
Well, the business about growing up as children of celebrity, I've had, especially with Daniel, whom I'm quite fond of. I always have liked Daniel because you're oftentimes so serious, and I don't know, he's been a big tease all of, as he became an adult. There is a part of his personality that is charming and also fun, because he has an effect on you that I don't see anybody else has. I've never really teased you, and you are teasable, but he really has fun with you.
Yeah, he's a great kid. He's actually coming to visit next week. And if you didn't know this, he's a senior prosecutor. And we believe that in 3 or 4 years, he's going to be the chief prosecutor of England. Like the, what is it called in America, attorney general.
Attorney general,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, he was born in New York, American passport, but he was brought up in England. And many a time, judges ask him, are you by any chance related to Uri Geller? And if you are, don't read my mind, please. Daniel really laughs, because that's coming from judges, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you know, all our kids, everyone who's listening now has children. I'm sure your kids also are fantastic. And if they're not, maybe you should inject or instill in them something positive. Just sit down and talk to them. That sometimes does help. Give them a hug, give them a kiss. Call them up if you haven't spoken to them for a long time. That all is very powerful, very important. So, Doug, what we should really do, I have an idea for next week. We should do a massive experiment with people, something positive. First, we'll do something fun, fix broken watches next week to all your listeners, maybe bend a spoon or a key. And then I will say some type of a positive mantra, and we will put that, we will instill that into the mind of your listener.
Maybe.
As usual, it was great being with you, Doug, today, and lots of love from old Jaffa. Very sunny here. We love you, and love from Hannah and Shippy and everyone in Israel.
Now she's smiling.
Yeah, she's smiling.
Yeah, I heard her say that. Tell her I send her my love, all right? And give Shibby a big hug. And that'd be a good thing to do as a podcast. I think you should do a weekly podcast somehow or other. I think there'd be a good market for you doing a podcast, just doing the stuff that you do. You should think about that if you haven't already. Uri Geller, go to his website. It's URIGELLER, urigeller.com. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing into focus Mary O'Malley, who is our psychic scout. If you go to her website, psychicscout.com, you can find out how many different ways there are to connect with her and help yourself. We're all here to help in various ways. I wonder, I was just talking to somebody who has worked a lot in this sphere, helping people who have drug awareness issues and they're depressed and that sort of thing. And I said to her, what happens, because she's quite psychic, and she helps people. She's like you. She wants to develop people in their psychic interest. But what happens when two people get together? I was trying to envision actually you and her in the same room. Does that energy become so powerful? Or if you're working on each other, does it clash and therefore stop? that energy?
A lot, you know, it's like with anything, with anybody else. Sometimes you have to be aware of boundaries, and sometimes everything just meshes together and becomes very powerful and magic and wonderful. So it really, it just depends. Like anything else, how much ego is involved in the work. But a lot of times two powerful psychics get together and the work that's being done is just amazing. Amazing.
Well, I think I wondered if we got about a minute or so here, your philosophy of seeing more than one psychic at a time. We know that there are people who are lost and they're frustrated and they're eager to get somebody to tell them something either that will help them or what they want to hear. So is it a problem if somebody's going to you, let's say, and then someone who's a client finds somebody else who has the same sort of basic power that you do and they go to them and get across or a mixed message?
Sometimes it's a good idea, because if you can imagine, we're all seeing it from different spaces. Like, one might see the situation from above, one might see it from the right. So we actually get different perspectives. But if they're calling one after another, then that's not healthy.
No.
Call one or two to get a different perspective, that could make sense. But any more than that, then you're leaning on something that's really not going to help you.
So in that circumstance, if you don't like something or you're not getting what you think is a good read, then you check for a second opinion, like you would if a doctor told you you had heart disease and you didn't say, I don't think I got heart disease, I'm going to go see somebody else. So it's another opinion. Okay, got it. Mary O'Malley, check out her website, psychicscout.com. See how she's living, see how she's helping people. A lot of testimonials there, psychicscout.com. My pleasure to introduce to you Maria Francesca Trilogy, who has written a book that is very, very helpful. A lot of people write books and a lot of people do things that are helpful for others and yada, yada. That's good. But there, what has happened here in the case of this book, Maria brings her own focus on about 40 different essays about things you encounter in life. And so that's why that's another reason that she's here, because she's great at giving advice using astrology as the tune-up point. Now, let's find out from Maria why it's important to know what each of the planets are in, because sometimes there's so much information here, Maria, and we've acknowledged this, that people get confused when they hear all of this stuff. They only want to know how it impacts them. They don't want to know the whys and the wherefores, right?
Yes, and I believe, hello, everyone. I believe it's important, there's certain basics in life. Overall, they tell us, okay, if we eat good food and we exercise and we think, we're good people in the world, we may live a long life. So those are basics. But with astrology, there are basics. There's your sun, moon, and rising sign, and then there is the knowing of what sign your planets, the planets that govern our life, per se. And we've talked about these past few weeks, sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, as being what they are and what they mean and what they do for us to, explain our personality. Well, knowing the sign that the planet is in, and again, you can go to astrolabe.com and get a free chart and put your info in, and it will tell you those things, those basic things about yourself. So if you know that your Mars is in a fire sign, or that Jupiter's in a water sign, water being people that are emotional, fire being people that are more fired up and creative. Earth signs are more practical. Understanding what signs they're in, pretty basic stuff. You could even write down one word for each planet in that sign. And if you put all those words together, it will help so much in describing your personality. And that's what astrology is for. It is a tool to help me to understand my personality, and then to, of course, go out in the world and understand other people's personalities.
So we could find out by listening, by putting these all together, you could find out as an astrologer about a person's tendency to do drugs, for example, or to live. And you mentioned something in the beginning that's worthwhile. Maybe looking at a person's chart, you can tell how old they'll live to be. Have you ever done that? And then you looked at the chart and said, oh, this person's not going to live to be very old. This person is. Do you ever keep that information to yourself?
You know, you do that. You can see where the delicacies of a person's health are. Or, you know, we never want to say, hey, we can tell end of life, because that's up to another source. But we can look at a chart to see if, you know, what we find is that you can tell people that have different kinds of addictions.
Right.
And you can see, based on who they are astrologically, why they may have those. Not
all right,
there's
so,
a judgment about them.
So check, you get a good reading. Call or go online to smbworks@earthlink.net. Get a good reading from Maria. Help you out a lot.